This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to. This deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
That's a Redbird winner. Tom Hanahan rings up Schwarber. Swanson strikes out the side to cap off some comeback by the Cardinals. Down 5-1 after the first inning, and they beat the Phillies tonight 14-7.
Cardinals split a doubleheader yesterday in Philadelphia, but they win the series against the Phillies on the road. Another good sign for them, taking 2 of 3 from a good team, and it didn't even have to be in their own ballpark to do it. The Cardinals have won now 10 of their last 11 ball games, and we welcome in our guy on a Cardinals off day. He is the host of Sports Open Line and Redbird Rush Hour, which you will hear both tonight starting at 5 o'clock, 5 and then 6, and then we'll go until 8 o'clock with the Sports Open Line. Matt Pauly is with us. How's it going, Matt?
It's going well. How are you guys?
Man, we're doing okay. They scored like a million runs yesterday.
Yeah, most of them came in the second game. So it was a good day. You know, you're not going to win every game. I don't think you're too overly upset with the way you lose game number one, because it was a well-played game. You would have loved to have seen them a little bit more with runners in scoring position, but it was a well-pitched game. And then they come out and they're down 5-1 after one inning, and Sonny Gray isn't very good, and they still find a way to win 14-7 in game number two. That was a real good character win. So all in all, that's a good day, and it's a really good series win against a good team.
Yeah, and I had no problem whatsoever with them sticking with Gray in that game. He gave up the 5 runs in the first inning. You are not trying to blow out a bullpen, especially when you've played 2 games or played 1 game already that day. So that was sort of, and this happens every now and then for a starter. It's a wear it game. Like, you got to go out and wear it. I mean, he couldn't get through 4, but still, they had to make sure he pitched as much as possible. So I had no problem with them sticking with him.
No, neither did I. I mean, it gets to a point where it's okay. The team has got you back in it. You can't. It's time for him to stop wearing it. So if they don't score those runs, if they don't get back in it, right, then you're a lot more comfortable with him going a little bit longer. But I mean, they got the lead once, and then he immediately gave it back up, and they tied it, and then they got the lead for him again. You couldn't keep doing that. At some point in time, you had to go to the bullpen.
It's one of those games, though. You're going to have those where it's back and forth, and it's a slugfest. And so you had literally 2 games on the complete opposite sides of the spectrum. You had a pitcher's duel, then you had one that was a bit of a slugfest for a while until the Cardinals ran away with it late. And now as we look at the team and the way they've played last 2 weeks, Matt, this has been a much, much better team, and the results have been better than they were in the first month of the season.
Yeah, I mean, you look, they've basically won 75% of their games since about April 22nd. They're doing a lot of things well. They're pitching well, both from a starting point and relief standpoint. The hitting obviously goes without saying, and it's the different guys, too. Like yesterday, Alec Burleson and Mason Winn are the guys who were leading the way. And Brendan Donovan, too. But Brendan Donovan had been kind of slumping, and then he comes out of it in that second game. So It's really early, I know that, and all the disclaimers we keep on putting on this, they've got to do this for a while, but they're playing good baseball, and it's a lot of fun right now.
Yeah, Matt, Sonny Gray was asked what he's learned from his team over the past 11 games, and he said, quote, "That we can play. It doesn't matter who is on the other side, that we can play. We can compete with anybody." So my question is regarding that quote. Is that one of those canned rah-rah go team answers that you have to give as a player, or do you think there really was a shift in the mindset in this clubhouse?
I don't know. That's a really interesting question. I think this team always believed in themselves. Like, that was one of the things I thought in spring training, that this is a group that really does believe they can be better than the outside world is saying. Now, maybe they did have to prove it. You can believe that, but everybody in the outside world is telling you you're not going to be that way. And then you finally do it with some, you know, that win against the Mets was really good, and then the win against the Phillies, doing that twice, really good, once on the road, taking 2 out of 3 from Milwaukee, that was good. So there's value in seeing the results. Like, you can sit there in Jupiter, Florida, and say, "Hey, we're good." Mm-hmm. But until you actually start beating good teams, I guess you haven't proved it yet. But I don't know. It's tough for me to answer that question. I don't know where they're at.
Right. I know it's hard to get in people's heads or in their clubhouse. But I guess, you know, you contrast that with a statement, I forgot who said it, like, "This was the team we always believed we could be." That was Eric Fetty. Okay, that's fine. Like, this is who we knew we could be. But when it's asked of Sonny Gray, "What did you learn?" As in, what's something new? How did your mind, you know? And he says, "I learned that we could play." I mean, that's what he's implying. To me, at least in his mind, I feel like maybe there was a shift. Again, I'm probably reading too much into the tense here, but it is different to say, "I learned that we can play," rather than, "Well, no, this is who we've always been." You get that a lot out of locker rooms and clubhouses.
Yeah. And again, I always pump the brakes a little bit this time of the year because they're on a really good winning streak. I just, you know, Mike Claiborne says Flag Day, right? Like, this is a lot of fun right now, and I think what they are right now is closer to who they are going to be at the end of the season, but I want to let this thing play out a little bit too.
Ronge is anti-Flag Day.
Yeah, man, I think you know 2 weeks before that. If you don't know after about 60 games what your team is, then I don't know how much you learn after another 14 of them, right?
I think it's different every year. I love the Claves Flag Day thing. I'm not trying to be dismissive of that at all. But
it's too bad you're both wrong, but that's okay.
I think every season and every team is different. Like, there are years where you're into July, like, who is this team? They're doing this. And maybe that's who they are. Maybe who that team is that year is a team that just doesn't have much of an identity. But no, I think there are years where you kind of get an idea of who a club, who they are very early on, and sometimes it does take a little bit longer. And I feel like this club does have a bit of an identity, but at the same time, that small voice in your head keeps saying, this isn't what they were supposed to do this year.
Well, and I will say this. Okay, first of all, you could say Ronge is a Memorial Day guy then, because that's about two
about
weeks
Memorial
before
Day.
Flag Day is Memorial Day. By the Indy 500, you know what your team is. That's what we should say. But
I think if you don't know what your team is after 60 games, yeah, why do you know after 75?
But to the point that you know what your team is, just because you know what your team is doesn't mean they will stay that way. And what I mean by that is, we knew what the Blues were. We knew what they were. Then they went on the 12-game winning streak. I brought up some negative trends of who they are, but they go on the 12-game winning streak, they go into the playoffs, and then, when it mattered most, they reverted back to who they were at the beginning of the season. And that's why you can know who your team is, but it doesn't mean they'll stay that way. They absolutely can change. So I think those are two fair points of view, to say, yes, I know who they are by Memorial Day, but maybe they change by the trade deadline.
That's true. I also think that's
more
an outlier.
Unusual.
That's very what they did at the end of the year, the Blues, to get in. That's an outlier. What
it
they
is.
Did in 2019, huge outlier. It does happen, but I wouldn't count on it, you know?
I've also always thought that if you can be a team that just kind of stays in contention and stays around 500 and do that up until the All-Star break, and then you're able to find a second gear after the All-Star break, that's where you can kind of go make hay. Now, that doesn't always work ever. Like this year, if you try to do that in the NL West or the American League East, that's not going to work. But this year in the NL Central, there's not a lot of good, really good teams in the NL Central. There might not be any really good teams in the NL Central. So this is a year where you kind of hang around 500 until the All-Star break. There's still going to be an opportunity for you to take off from there.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
We're exactly 2.5 months away from the trade deadline, so it's a while before we're going to know what they need. Or maybe not. I mean, maybe we'll have a better idea, but I think it's going to be a while before we know how they're going to actually approach it. Do you feel like this team, if they are, say, a game out of first and, you know, several games over 500 and they're chasing the Cubs and it looks like it might be a 2 or 3 team race, how interested do you think they would be in adding to this mix?
I think you have to. Like, at that point, everything else that you said this season was about gets thrown out. If you have to respect the game, and if this is a team that's very much in playoff contention, very much in division contention as you're coming up on the trade deadline, I have no doubt in my mind that they would shift away from some of the things they've talked about, and they would look to make themselves better.
All right. Hey, what's wrong with the soccer team? Why do they keep giving up late leads, Matt?
That was terrible. I'll be the first to say that game ended as I was in Cardinals postgame. So that was not a game that I was watching last night, but I was keeping tabs on it, and I see that they're up 2-0 in the first half. It's like, okay, they're playing a rivalry game. Maybe they just needed a little bit of extra energy, extra motivation, whatever it might be. And then they go and they give up 2 goals after the 70th minute. I mean, that's bad. That's really, really bad. I don't know what's going on with that team. I'm not smart enough to answer that question, but I do know whatever it is not good.
They've been doing that a lot, giving up late goals and giving up leads.
Matt, would you rather them give up a lead and lose or give up a lead and tie?
I guess tie.
Tie. Oh, tie is the correct answer.
Tied.
Thank you, Matt.
Un-American.
Yeah.
Thank you, Matt.
I mean, I don't like ties. I do not like ties. But if I have a choice to walk out of a stadium with 0 points or 1 point, I'll take the one.
All right, Matt Pauly, tonight, Redbird Rush Hour, or late this afternoon, Redbird Rush Hour at 5. Then at 6 o'clock, Sports Open Line, we will be paying attention.
All right, sounds good.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
Cardinals will play tomorrow. They start a series against the Kansas City Royals. Let's go, baby.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
Taco to go.